This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What did you learn from this town hall meeting today?
Nothing new. It's typical business. What Mark said tonight is exactly what I did expect. You know, he talks about all the federal funding that came in, what he did with it. I can agree that the legislature on the majority of it did agree to take that money that came from the federal government and reinvest it into all our assets throughout Erie County. But where I got really, really bothered is the attacks on the Trump administration. That is where he needs to really stay in his lane. To say that, you know, they're cutting Medicare, cutting Social Security, it's complete nonsense. What the Trump administration doing is getting rid of all the waste. You know, while during COVID, all the government did under the Biden administration was just print money. We saw what happened to that, inflation. So what Trump's doing is bringing back the value of the dollar, which we're seeing today. We're seeing the Chinese yen go down, the U.S. dollar going up. He's attacking trade with Canada. I really beg to differ. I've talked to local businesses, and what's happening in local businesses that are in the business of transporting goods back and forth over the border. I have a family member. I sat with him on Easter brunch, and he told me exactly what Trump said is going to do is happening now. So he would travel back and forth multi times over the border with his semi trucks. He said that has slowed down, but what's happening is even better. Now all these businesses that are in Canada are starting to find vendors to make the goods here. So I'll give you a quick story. Ohio Fencing Company was having the actual aluminum extruded up in Canada. Well, they found a company in Ohio. Now they have a multi-million dollar contract in Ohio, and here in Buffalo is where they're packaging them and then being sent out throughout the world. So where he's telling us all the bad stuff, he's forgetting to tell us all the good stuff that's coming with it. And it's remarkable what Trump is doing.
You mentioned the border. Do you think that there's a concern about Canadians not going over the border and coming to the United States, especially with Buffalo being so close to the border of Canada?
Well, you talk to a lot of our friends up north. What they're saying is they're upset with Trump, so they're just going to simply just protest and not come to the U.S. Over time, I think they'll get over it and see what we can offer for them.
And lastly, what do you think about Poland Cars as this is his last term as county executive? Thought of running for Congress. What do you think of his chances running for, United States Congress?
Look, anybody can run for anything that they feel that they feel that they can do a good job. It's the voice of the people. In here tonight, you've heard many voices saying he promised everyone once again that he's no longer going to, he's going to continue that promise, saying he's not going to run for county executive. There was an applaud here. And I don't think that meant it was a disrespectful applaud. It was just an applaud that people are like, we need something fresh. We need something new. We need new ideas. We want less government. And, over the years of the administration, the government has grown. So, as a legislator, I can only say no so many times to all these new jobs. And obviously with the votes that are against us, being the minority, it's unfortunate that there's more jobs that are, this government is growing, and yet taxes keep going up. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.